boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
Okay, correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't, I think it was like Street Teamer Rebecca tell you one time like, oh, gotta leave for the day because I'm gonna go see if I remember how to swim.
Yes.
Something like that.
She's so funny. She said it multiple times. Mind you, she's young. She's got a working body.
She's smart, too.
She's very
brilliant.
Very brilliant. But as I've like worked events with Street Teamer Rebecca, she'll be like, yeah, I got to go running later today because I got to make sure I still know how. I'm like, what do you mean? And she's like, well, I don't know. In the case of an emergency, I want to be able to run away effectively.
That's what a genius does.
And then she said the same thing for swimming. I kind of want to go swimming this weekend because I want to make sure that my body still knows how to do it. And I was like, you know, I think you're on to something here because what if you did need to swim away?
Do you think she does the same thing with like a bicycle?
See if you can still ride a bike.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
I haven't done that in a whole summer. I don't even know if I know how to do it anymore.
I'll have to ask what else she's been trying to see if her body knows how it still knows how to do it.
Well, she inspired me today because I was in Iowa City doing some work for the station. And you know how Iowa City is. I'm around the Hurteen and Stocker Jewelers area.
Mm-hmm.
There, it is hard to find parking. And you're lucky if you do. And so I'm driving around block after block after block trying to find parking. Eventually something opens up, and the only spot that opens up requires me to parallel park.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you this, my dad lied on my driver's test. You know, like how you had to like, I probably shouldn't admit this, but you know how you had to like do some like several hours with your parents and you had to log it and stuff before driver's ed?
I must have lied, too, because I don't remember that.
Oh, see, my dad lied about a lot of that. He lied about how many hours we drove. What you also had to say what the forecast was for that day.
What?
Yeah, my dad lied about all of that. My license is a lie.
That's concerning.
Hey, I'm a good driver, okay? Anyways, he said we only went over parallel parking one time. He had me do it one time, and that was it.
So you're not very good at that.
No, I did it one time with my dad, and I did it one time in driver's ed. Since then, I don't think I've ever parallel parked in my entire life. I don't think I've done it since. So it opened up, and I'm with Kylie, and she's like, okay, like, we should park here, because, like, we finally have a spot. She's like, can you parallel park? And I said, I don't know, but let's see if I remember how. Girl, I nailed it.
Oh, really?
And it was the quick. I'm telling you, like, I was so nervous that people would start taking videos and photos and be like, oh, this girl does not know how to parallel park.
I've had that happen.
See, where I'd be like, when I'm going like six different times I'm telling you, it was pull in, pull right, pull up, and then pull right back in and back it right in. It was perfect. I didn't know I could parallel park. I've had so much anxiety parking downtown Cedar Rapids. This whole time I could have been parallel parking and I didn't know it.
I applaud you because the Iowa City Ped Mall, I have had people be so concerned about me trying to parallel
Seriously?
Park that random strangers stand on the sidewalk and they have to help direct me.
Shut up.
Yeah,
are you serious right now?
Oh, 100% because I hit the curb so many times. It's humiliating, so I'm happy for you.
Let me give you a lesson.
I don't know about that.
Destiny and Taylor. Oh, yeah! Those Girls in the Afternoon on Z102.9.
My life is over at my apartment.
Okay, you're being a little dramatic, but go on.
You know I love my cats. I have two little fur babies,
mm-hmm.
a boy and a girl. My girl cat is definitely more shy. She spends a lot of time hiding under the bed or perched up on the back of the couch. My boy cat is a problem, okay? He's rowdy. He's adventurous. He's the first one to try everything out of the two. And, you know, I believe I told you a couple months ago when they started getting up on the kitchen counter, and I was going to try to make sure that didn't happen. Well, I gave up on that after like a week because they
don't follow you.
They ruin my life. Yeah. They rule everything. They're too cute. I can't say no. And I thought that was as bad as it was going to get until the other night. I was sitting on the couch watching some stupid show probably, and I looked over and my cat Romeo was on top of the cabinets.
Oh, the very top.
Yes.
So you must have room between the cabinets and the ceiling.
He got on, he stepped onto the top of the fridge, and then he jumped to the very tip top of the cabinets.
Oh, Lord.
And I cannot stop him now. It's his new favorite spot. I don't like it because you know how I feel about high things, heights and stuff. I can't even look at him up there because it makes me feel queasy and I don't know what to do now.
Do you think he knows that?
Oh, 100%.
Like, na-na-na-na boo-boo.
Yeah, I was making dinner last night and I looked up and he had his little paws over the edge and he was looking down at me like, what are you going to do about it?
Short person.
Seriously.
You can't do nothing.
I even have a spray bottle because, you know, you're supposed to squirt them if they're doing something bad. And he just looks at me. He doesn't flinch. He's like, do
it. He's probably like, I'm thirsty. I'll open my mouth. Go ahead.
That's where we're at. And I don't know what I'm supposed to do.
Have you thought about those cat walls? Where I've seen them before.
Cat walls?
Like people like take things and they put them on their walls so the cat can like end up climbing on the wall and stuff.
No, I haven't.
Okay, so it's like kind of like a cat tree, but you basically take the cat tree apart.
Yeah.
And you nail it to the wall.
Oh, I rent. I can't be doing that.
Girl, you're going to need a home.
Yeah.
They are ruining your lives because now you got to find a real estate agent and buy a home.
Yeah, no kidding. I've heard aluminum foil is supposed to scare them.
That's not
going
to work.
No, he chews on it. He thinks it's a toy.
Of course.
So, yeah, if anybody has any suggestions.
I've got one.
What?
Do you know what we do here at work to get the birds to stop running in? I don't know if you know this, but here at the station, we have a problem with the birds flying straight into the windows. Apparently, we clean them very well. So they put a picture of Post Malone up front on the windows, and it scares the crap out of the birds. The birds do not
I got to figure out who are my cats scared of.
I just say a picture of Post Malone.
Okay. I'm going to have to maybe make a little photocopy before I leave for the weekend.
Let me know if it works.
See what happens.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I don't really care if the younger generations say that emojis are cringy.
They do?
I think so. I'm pretty sure they say they're not cool. I don't care though. I like to use them often. I use them in emails. Is that professional? Probably not.
Nope.
But I like to because I feel like it lightens the mood and it also tells people how I am saying things.
Dude, I think I use an emoji almost in every text message I send pretty much.
Yeah, you definitely are a big user of them too. So I always get excited when more new emojis get announced.
Are we getting more?
We are in iOS 17.4, which I wish I could tell you when that comes out, but I don't know off the top of my head. So there are, let's see here, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 confirmed new emojis. And I'm not going to lie to you, I'm upset.
Why?
These are stupid, in my opinion. I don't know who asked for these. I don't know who designed them, because I don't feel like any of them were that necessary. So I want to tell you about them and see if you're just as upset. So the first two are the same thing, but one is horizontally and one is vertically, and that is a head shaking. So it's a
cool,
but it doesn't look like it. It has like just gray, like slashes either going sideways or up and down, and that's supposed to show that the head is shaking. And I'm like, I'm not going to use that probably.
I'm just going to say SMH.
Exactly. Maybe that's what they were trying to do, but it doesn't look like it. The next one is a phoenix, which is like a fiery bird.
Yeah, but why did we need that?
I don't know.
I don't think I've ever said phoenix for any reason.
I don't know.
Unless if I was saying I'm going to Phoenix.
Well, in that case, you're probably not using a fiery bird.
Because nobody would know what I meant.
Right. This one I kind of understand. A lime. I guess I didn't realize there wasn't a lime.
Cool.
A mushroom. But there was a mushroom before. There is the red mushroom that has little polka dots on it that already exists. This is a brown mushroom. It's more toned down.
Scandalous.
Who's using that? I don't know. And then the last one that is confirmed is, you know, like the chain emoji?
Yes, silver. Yes.
They have a broken version where the chain
is. Oh, snap. Okay.
So, you know, none of those really make me that excited. And it makes me want to like figure out who the board of directors of emoji creation are, because I feel like I have better ideas. Where's the iced coffee emoji?
That's a good one.
It's been years.
We don't have that?
No, we've had the hot cup of coffee since probably the beginning.
Okay.
But what about us iced coffee girls?
That's a good one.
My other two suggestions I would like to present to the board.
Okay.
If you're out there and listening. Chef's kiss. It's the kissy face emoji with a chef's hat on. Because how many times do we say something is chef's kiss?
No, I love that.
And he can do the little hand thing that a little French man would do.
Yes.
I would like chef's kiss. And then the last one, I think we need to have a hungover emoji.
I would say we technically do have one.
No, I know there's the one that's like barfing, but
there's one where he's off to his side and like half of his face is like pretty much dripping. Sliding off.
No, yeah. The hungover emoji would be maybe a little yak here and there. It would have sunglasses on. It would have hair that was disheveled. I think we can do better, and I think that would get a lot of use. So those are my propositions.
Okay, so I have two that I can think of. I am tired of using the monkey that has that's covering his eyes.
When you're like embarrassed or
when
shy.
You're embarrassed. They have one that's like that, but the guy is peeking one eye. I need him to fully close his eyes, and I would prefer it's not a monkey. I want it to be the one where it's me, where it looks like you. You know how you can change her hair color and you can be a girl or whatever? I need it to be the girl.
Okay.
Because I want to do that. And number two, I need more flirtatious smiley faces, please.
What does that look like?
Well, because my favorite one is the smiley face where they're like, where the emoji is blushing. I need more of those because I don't want to be like just smiling all the time because I feel like that's too much and I don't want to wink every single time.
You need a smirk.
But I need more because I use the blushing one too much and I think I'm getting old and I want to just let them know I'm flirting. I'm flirting with you. I just need a little bit more.
You know what we need, and I hope you understand this reference.
Uh-oh, you're making me nervous.
Big on TikTok. You know the Debbie Ryan face?
Yeah.
Where she's like tucking her hair behind her ear and smirking?
Yeah.
We need a Debbie Ryan emoji.
But again, me. It needs to be the girl. Like the one that looks like me.
No, I'd rather be Debbie Ryan. Sorry.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
Fridays when you're over 25 years old just are a little bit different. I don't know. Something about thinking back to college reminds me of something I've been seeing a lot of people on TikTok talking about, which is the going out top.
Yeah.
There's a lot of girls talking about what the new going out top is and that it's completely own category of tops. You've got your sweaters, you've got your hoodies, and then you've got your going out tops.
Yes.
And I have a specific image of what that looked like for me when I was in college, because I'm sure it looks different for everybody depending on what years you were there. And I'm sure you do too, Destiny.
Yeah, no, 100%.
I will tell you what I think of when I think of a going out top, and that is...
Is this a current going out top?
No, because I don't go out anymore.
Okay.
That's the thing. I miss the days where it's like, oh, it's Friday, we're going out tonight, got to hit up Forever 21 and get my new outfit.
Yep, yep.
And when I would go there to Forever 21, I would find something with a lace crisscross V-neck situation.
Shut up, that was mine too.
That was the staple. Or... Something with cold shoulders, aka
yes, it was like shut up. That is mine too.
Tank top with like sleeves, but also the top half of the sleeve was cut off, and you just had big gaping holes in it.
Yes,
and that was the uniform going out top. No matter if it was 95 degrees out in the middle of summer or -2 in the winter,
dude, I still have that top.
You do?
I do. Just in case if someday someone wants to ask me out to like. The bars.
Clubbing
in the bars, okay? But I'm getting too old for that, so I don't even know why I still hold on to the shirt.
I know.
But mine's not lace, but it is, it's lower cut V, and it's got straps going across.
Yeah, crisscross.
It's crisscrossed, yep. And then it's, yeah, the shoulders are showing. It's exactly like that.
That was, I mean, around our time. I think it's different now, because I think the girlies on TikTok are saying the equivalent to a going out top now is a going out skirt. All the girls wearing skirts. That's when I know I'm too old. I'm like,
nope. It's too cold.
It's too cold for that.
I gotta shave my legs. That's my next thought. I gotta shave my legs.
And I gotta like probably
no thank you.
Work out a little bit.
I gotta put some self-tanner on. So first off, I gotta shave my legs so we can go to the bar. Now I gotta put some self-tanner on. Just to put on a skirt? No, thank you.
And then go out in the cold where all your leg hair is going to grow back?
Within 2 seconds, because you could feel the leg hair growing back. I don't know about you, but I could feel the leg hair growing back.
Oh, every single one.
Standing in the line to get into Hazards, and I'm feeling the leg hair growing back. And I'm like, I'll be shaving this tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'm glad I'm not the only one who can feel my leg hair growing back. I thought it was just me.
Yeah, going out skirt is a no for me, but also the crisscross going out top. It's time to retire.
Oh, so does that mean I gotta get rid of it?
Yeah, probably.
It's the perfect time for a cat story with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
Let's admit it. We've all been a little mad at the meteorologist because they said, oh, it's going to be sunny tomorrow. And you get out of your house and it's cloudy.
Well, yeah, we all want somebody to blame for this madness.
Well, maybe you can also blame your cat.
No.
Or cats, if you have multiple, for predicting the weather wrong. Because I don't know if you know this, but your cats can actually predict the weather.
Okay, I believe it because my cats are geniuses.
I know, they're little meteorologists. Who would have thought? This whole time I thought they were taking over the world. They were going to kill all the humans, but they are also...
They might, but...
I still think they're going to do that.
They're also very smart.
They're also a little meteorologist. So pay attention to their behavior because it can tell you a lot about the weather and what's going to happen.
Okay.
So these are cat weather folklores. So when a cat lies in the sun in February... So
very specific. Okay.
Stick with me.
On a certain day or just in
just
February?
Just in February. Okay. When the cat lies in the sun in February, she will creep behind the stove in March, meaning if the, you know, winter months were kind of warm, which I feel like for the most part, our winter months were kind of warm.
Yeah.
Then that means the spring will be a little bit colder. So okay. If you see your cat out in the sun...
In February,
that means spring, it's going to be a little bit colder. That's a cat.
What did you say about an oven?
That she will creep behind the stove in March. She's not actually going
to
creep behind the stove.
Okay, I feel like I'm talking to Yoda right now. Behind the oven may you find cat. That was bizarre. You kind of lost me.
I'm part Yoda. Did you not know that?
Okay. I hope these other ones are easier.
No, the other ones are easier. I just had that one that I had to talk like Yoda, okay? One was very old and ancient, okay?
It sounded like it.
Jeez Louise. Don't call me out like that. That was so rude. Okay. When a cat sneezes or if they like wash behind their ears, it's a sign of rain.
Really? If they sneeze, my cats don't sneeze often, but they do.
Pay attention.
Do the little lick and then behind the ear action.
It's a sign of rain.
Okay. I'm going to hold them to that.
I got sneezed in the face by a cat last night. So, and it, is it raining?
No.
Well, if it rains today, that would make a lot of sense.
That's why.
When cats lie on their head with their mouth turned up, expect a storm.
Interesting.
Okay. Now, in
I don't know what to think about all this now.
She doesn't like it. Okay, in Holland, cats can predict the wind, and how you can tell that they're predicting the wind. They're going to be clawing at carpets or curtains.
What do you mean about the wind? The direction?
Like the wind's going to pick up.
Oh, and clawing on what?
Carpets or curtains?
I'm shutting that down real quick.
What do you mean?
Because I would like my security deposit back. There's no clawing at the carpet.
Knock it off.
I don't care about the wind at that point.
Okay, if a cat licked its fur against the grain, it means a hailstorm is coming.
No. Okay, you're losing me because my cats do this like every day. And
we haven't had a hailstorm in a while.
It would literally be like the end of the world with all of this combined every single day.
Can I give you one more before you just keep destroying these? Come on.
Yeah, I have high hopes.
No, I don't think you do.
I'll give it a chance. What is it?
This is the last cat folklore that I have for you. I don't even want to tell you this. If a cat sits with its back to the fire. Now, I know you don't have...
I don't have a fireplace.
I knew you didn't, okay? So I'm going to say maybe your heater. You probably have one on the floor.
No, I got vents, dude.
Okay, something that's warm. If your cat sits with its back to something warm, Taylor, come on, stick with me.
Okay.
Frost and hard weather can be expected.
This is.
Do you like any of these? I thought they were all great.
I thought like my cat would know like If he's pawing at the window six times, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, that means, girl, grab your umbrella.
That was your feline fix with those girls in the afternoon. Z102.9.
It's so funny. Sometimes the smallest, stupidest, most meaningless gestures can really make somebody a whole lot more attractive. Mm-hmm. I bring this up, though, because last night, I've been with my boyfriend long enough that it's not like, oh my gosh, I just decided he's attractive. But he was working on this like online course for work and was unlucky enough to lose his progress and basically lose his spot. So he was going to have to redo like over 2 hours of work.
Wow.
Because his laptop closed down. So he ended up calling a customer service hotline for whatever the website was. And he did that while I was in the shower. So I had no idea any of this was happening until I walked out. I heard that he was on the phone. And as he was talking to the customer service person, I could figure out what was happening. And it was pretty clear that they weren't going to be able to help him out in time because he needed to have it done by 5 o'clock today. So the lady on the other side of the phone was like, we'll get to you in like 24 to 48 hours. Does that work for you? And my boyfriend was extremely calm for somebody who needed to have this class done today, who lost 2+ hours of work. He was so nice to the customer service lady. Like, that's okay. Like, it's not going to work out, but I appreciate you taking the time to help me. Thank you so much. And I was like, wow, that was really attractive. How nice you were to that poor customer service lady. Because anybody else probably would have been screaming and swearing.
Yeah, something like that.
You have to figure 100%.
This out. No, 100%. Yeah.
But he was so like zen and so nice that I was like, that was really, really attractive.
For once, I might try to take your boyfriend away from you.
Watch
that is kind of hot.
Watch yourself.
Watch yourself, girl. No, that is hot. I will also admit to you that is very, very hot. Because like being somebody who was on the other side of like, I was the customer service girl because I used to work in customer service for a retirement company. And a lot of the times when they got angry at you, it's not my fault. Most of the time it's your employer's fault because your employer messed up your retirement account. Wasn't our fault.
Right.
Or most of the time it's above me and I can't do anything about it. And guess what? My manager doesn't want to talk to you. And if you escalate it, you're actually getting me in trouble. And now I get docked, like I get pay decreases because of that and stuff.
Right.
So yeah, it's very hot that he took it very calm because I would say 95 to 98% of the time, it is not their fault.
Well, and that's exactly what he was saying. Like, I appreciate you trying, but ultimately it was his own fault. He closed the laptop.
100%.
So he knew it was wrong. It's kind of like the same way that people say when you treat like waiters or waitresses well.
Yeah. Oh my God. That is so hot.
It is not that hard to do, but it goes a really long way.
I noticed that right away. How you treat a waiter or a waitress. I will notice that right away.
Mm-hmm.
And I find that very hot.
It adds like 6 points to your attractiveness. So we want to know what that is for you. What is that small gesture that maybe doesn't take a lot of effort that immediately makes someone more attractive?
Those girls in the afternoon.
Oh yeah, they're great.
Destiny and Taylor
on Z102.9.
Instead of practicing those corny pickup lines in the mirror, why don't you think about those little gestures you could do, because those can make you way more attractive.
I still like the pickup lines every once in a while.
Oh, jeez.
Well, they're kind of cute.
Okay. We're talking about those.
but the gestures are more above it, though.
But yeah, those ones that maybe you don't even think twice about. It's something that it's how you treat other people or gestures that you make that can make you way more attractive to whoever else. We want to know what that is for you.
So I instantly thought of one when you brought this up, and that is how you treat your pet can just really be attractive. And like, I'm more of a dog person. I will say that, but I find it more attractive when a guy is like a sucker for like a cat.
Okay. Yeah, because so, it's not normal, I guess.
No, 100%. So I'm like, I know a guy who like treats his cat like she is a freaking princess. And like almost to the point where the cat is like, I would almost say like a human baby.
Yes.
And I find that to be the most attractive thing ever. If you treat your cat or your dog like a little princess or prince or whatever, like that is the most attractive thing to me in the entire world. Just treating the little animals with just, I don't know, like they're human sometimes. It's just the most attractive thing ever.
So. It's kind of the same thing as like, oh, when a guy's good with kids, it like shows you what could be your future.
Yeah,
if that's
but
what
for
you
me,
choose.
It's for animals.
Okay, all not, of the future.
For, yeah. Not kids for me, but for me, it's the animals. And that, whew, God, it's got hot in here. It is so attractive.
More fur babies for you in the future, then.
Those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
No matter how long you've known somebody or how attractive you find them, sometimes they can do that one little extra thing, that little gesture, and you're like, wow. That was hot.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we've been talking about. Sherry, what do you think that is for you?
A gesture that makes a man more attractive is how he treats his mother. If he does his dishes for his mother, A+. If they're respectful and gracious, you know they're not going to be a selfish person.
Period.
100%.
I feel like that's one thing at least I always notice. It's like, how do you treat your parents?
And your sister. If you have a sister, I like to know how you treat your sister, too.
100%. Okay, we've got a lot of ideas on the Zoo 102.9 okay. Facebook page, so I kind of want to fire
Pop
through
off.
These with you and get your opinion.
Okay.
Kathy said a genuine smile.
Oh, yes.
It's approachable. I feel like guys sometimes think that they got to be cool and like macho, but sometimes a smile is mm-hmm. just like, oh, I really needed that.
Honestly, even if you're just like across the room, Like yes. let's say we're at family Thanksgiving and you just smile at me. Woo, that's attractive. Mm-hmm. Like I'm talking to my mom and you're talking to my dad across the room or something and you just smile at me.
Means a lot. Jody says when they pump my gas.
I don't think I've ever had that before. At least that I can remember.
Anything with my car is going to be immediately
Oh my
attractive.
God, yes.
If you fill up my tires, if you...
Yes.
Take my car to go get washed or something.
Oh my God. Yes. I'll pay for it. Take my debit card, but go fill up my tank for me. Cause I will let that thing ride to E because I refuse to go fill it up.
Somebody has got to keep you in check. let's see. Oh, Allie says offering to grab a drink for you.
Yes.
I like that. Obviously like at the bar, it's nice if somebody's like, hey, mm-hmm. can I buy you a drink? But I'm thinking even like the first time you go over to a guy's house and he says, oh, make yes. yourself comfortable. Can I get you anything to drink?
Yes. 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 Yeah. Even if you have nothing, you've got nothing in the fridge and you offer me faucet
sink water.
Water. Thank you. And I hate it. I hate it. I think it's disgusting. Sorry. I personally need my water very filtered because I'm snotty,
Hot
I guess.
Take.
Sorry. I'm very snotty, apparently. No, even I will. Thank you. I will take some water, please. And just offering it is the sweetest thing. And it's so attractive.
And you're going to go from hot to super hot if you put ice in it.
Yes. Yes, they don't have ice often.
I know. So
I do, though.
The standards, we're raising them.
Here's what's hot and what's not.
Come on!
With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I've heard you mention before, Destiny, that the most annoying part about dating apps is kind of like not being able to get off of them. You start chatting with somebody and then you're just like messaging back and forth. Like, how are you? I'm good. How are you? Okay. Mm-hmm. Where do we go from here? Mm-hmm. It's boring.
Mm-hmm.
And it a lot of the times it doesn't go anywhere. Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Okay. I'm reading our mind.
Yes, you are. Okay.
It's crazy. Well, I have some advice that I saw on TikTok from some experts saying, stop sending those messages.
The how are you? Thank God.
The tippy-tappy typing to back and forth is not working. And what you should be doing instead is sending a voice message.
No.
Oh, okay. Should I go? You're going to shut me down like that.
Well, hold on. No, hold on. I love sending... You and I send voice text messages to each other like all the time.
Right. We're not dating though. Let me just remind you.
Crap, I didn't know that. That just hurt my feelings.
Before you go off, let me tell you the science behind
but
this.
But I'm saying I love doing it. That's what I was saying. It's like I love sending you voice text messages because honestly, I hate texting sometimes. And so like it's just easier to send you a quick little like, because you and I are mostly sending like novels to each other.
Oh yeah, it's when I'm popping off that I'm like, my fingers cannot move this fast. I have to do... just record my voice.
Right.
And sometimes I want you to hear how angry I am.
No, 100%. And so I like doing that with you. And I do that with other people as well. I'm not against it. But I'll tell you why I don't want to do this with a new boo thing. But go on, queen.
Okay, well, what we know from the experts is that a voice note, instead of just sliding in and being like, hey, are you from Tennessee? A voice note is 48% more likely to lead to a date. 48% is a decent statistic, I would say. With that, 2/3 of daters say hearing someone's voice can help them gauge their interest. So you open a voice memo from a guy and you really like his voice.
Oh, I thought maybe it was kind of like how he reacted, like, how are you? Well, clearly you don't really care. How am I?
Well, exactly.
You don't sound excited.
Yeah, because when you... I mean, there is a big difference between reading a message and being like, I wonder if you meant it like this or
no,
like
100%.
This. So that's why they suggest doing the voice message.
Okay. Now, it would be nice to hear their voice because sometimes just hearing somebody's voice can just like really honestly make your whole day.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you haven't seen them in a while, like if you're like dating them, I guess, or something like that, or even like maybe you've gone on a date with the person on Hinge, but you're not like... dating them or something.
Right.
It'd be nice to hear like their voice or something. But here's the reason why I don't think like this is gonna work for me personally, okay? Is that I personally think I sound like a chipmunk. So that's, I just like, at least I think I do.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like my voice sounds like that. So I just don't know if that's like attractive. You haven't seen me yet. Let me just show you my looks first.
I don't want to be the one to agree with you, but
I've heard my voice before. I feel like I sound like a chipmunk.
Not in real life. It's your customer service voice. I witnessed you leaving a real life voicemail the other day.
You did.
And I just would like to say, if you do that to a man you're interested in,
I'm not getting a date, am I?
Say goodbye to him.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
Well, if you've been seeing somebody lately and you're like, okay, I don't know if they're going to ask me out on Valentine's Day. Should I expect it? Should I not? Should I order a dress on Amazon? Girl, I got an answer for you.
Yeah, let's be real. It's all about the outfit.
It's true, right? Should I order something? Because I want to look good. Well, there's this guy who gives dating advice on TikTok. He's called the Daddy Academy.
Which, if that tells you anything, this clearly is the best advice you're going to hear all day.
You know what? I think it's pretty good advice.
Okay.
So he says, if you have gone out on a date with this person, let's say 1 to 2 dates, he wouldn't expect anything for Valentine's Day.
Makes sense. Seems reasonable,
right? He said, maybe they're going to do something like a casual ask. Like, hey, are you free for Valentine's Day? I'm free. Let's go out.
Yeah.
Maybe something like that's going to happen. There's a chance, but he says don't expect it.
I agree, especially if you're 1 to 2 dates and there's so much pressure on Valentine's Day that I think a lot of people are like, I don't want to ask because I don't want to put too much pressure on this and make them think that I'm in love with them and I'm not in love with them yet.
Exactly. So that's 1 to 2 dates. So I would say not a whole lot of chance there, but maybe. Now let's look at 3 to 5 dates.
Okay.
You've been on 3 to 5 dates with someone. He said those are grounds to do something on Valentine's Day. Or for it to at least be acknowledged.
Yeah. 100%.
He said that's usually about a month to about a month and a half of seeing each other. And if he's serious and if he doesn't want you to get the wrong idea that he isn't interested, he will probably try to set something up, or he should at least, I don't know, again, acknowledge it. And if he doesn't do anything, he said it's not the biggest red flag, but we are raising a flag.
Well, yeah.
It might be orange or yellow, but we are raising a flag.
Oh, yeah, because he might be thinking, I don't want her to think I'm in love with her. Or he's out with another girl.
That's what I'm thinking.
Mm-hmm. It's always a possibility.
Maybe he's been going out on 5 dates with another girl, and you've only been 3 to 5. Maybe he's been going on 6 with someone
Who else. Knows?
Well, now let's talk about over 5 dates.
Okay.
If you have gone out with somebody over 5 dates with them, here's what the Daddy Academy says what you should expect for Valentine's Day. He said if the guy or girl doesn't plan or make anything for Valentine's Day, you got to cut them. Got to cut them. Or just understand that that person is going to be casual and they're not looking for it to go anywhere. And for him, that's a red flag. It's actually maroon, he said. It's a maroon flag. We are waving it.
I agree. I mean, again, it's just about acknowledgement. If you don't want to do anything, just say that. That's the type of person I am. I'm like, I'm cool if we don't, because I don't really care about Valentine's Day. But
that's just you, girl.
Is that my maroon flag? Did I just find my own
maroon
flag?
I think you're a maroon flag on that one. Or maybe I'm the maroon flag because I care about Valentine's Day.
No, but I think as long as you say something about it, like, okay, we're doing something, or doesn't mean too much to me, then you're in the clear. But if you just ignore it completely, I'm going to go back to you're with somebody else.
I find it a red flag. I'll even say it's a maroon flag if you say Valentine's Day is stupid. Oh, God, I hate that.
I kind of think it's a little weird. Bit stupid.
That's a good thing we don't date each other.
Yeah.
Those girls in the afternoon.
Oh, yeah, they're great.
Destiny and Taylor
on Z102.9.
I'm still holding out hope that The Bachelor accepts you, Destiny, as a contestant for a future season.
Dude, if you need a good crier, I'm here.
That's what I'm saying. I submitted, volunteered Destiny, because you can really do that.
I would say voluntold.
I voluntold. I didn't even tell you I was doing it.
No, you didn't.
I don't remember the website.
If you would have told me, I would have picked a better photo. I would have.
Whatever. I was doing you a favor. I went online to like bachelornation.com/casting. I hit apply for a friend. I did it. I submitted it. It's been over a week. I'm slowly losing hope. So I feel like I want to come up with a backup plan, because you've been doing the dating apps. You complain and whine about how bad it is.
You're sick and tired of hearing
I'm
it.
I'm sick of it. I've had it. So I'm taking matters into my own hands. My first step was applying for you to be on The Bachelor. Haven't heard from Jesse Palmer. Still willing to if he's out there listening. But otherwise, I was scrolling on TikTok last night, and my phone must be hearing you whine all the time too, because I'm getting TikToks that I think are meant for you. So I saw this girl pop up.
You're going to get a pop-up ad that says, "Are you lonely? Do you need a boyfriend?"
Yeah, especially
now.
And
that pop-up ad is for me. Go ahead and send it to me.
Oh, I'll know. Yeah, I'll know. I'll know in that moment. No, I saw this girl. It was just a video of her like out at a bar, and there's text on the screen. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is so genius. I have to tell Destiny. On the video, she said, "I applied to be on The Bachelor, but I got tired of waiting to hear back. So I invited 20 of my Hinge matches to the same bar, and I'm going to do this myself." It's like,
what?
Yeah. So you would instead be the Bachelorette, but imagine you invite 20 eligible bachelors without telling any of them that they are going to be involved in this.
What?
Yeah. I thought, like, wow, this is really genius.
Okay. So you're telling me I would go to, I think Hazards might be a little too loud for this, but I did imagine Hazards immediately. So let's think of another bar, and I invite 20 men that I match on Bumble or Hinge.
Yeah, who don't know, they don't know each other.
They don't know each other. And I just happen to say, "Hey, I'll see you this Friday at 7 o'clock.
Yes. And then I will show up.
I was going to say, I would prefer you're there.
Somebody has to mediate, and that will be me. Okay. I will conduct.
Will there be roses?
Yeah, there's going to be a cocktail party.
Okay, great.
As there should be. So they're going to have to pull you aside, fight for their 30 seconds to have that conversation. And then when the time's up, I'll do the little. Excuse me, everybody, the cocktail party's over.
It's time for the rose ceremony.
Yeah, and then we're going to do a rose ceremony. And then who knows? I don't know how many people you're going to cut, but I feel like we could make this happen.
That sounds terrifying, but I'm down to do it.
Okay.
However, 7507 just said set up a speed dating event.
See, I always have thought that would be really fun too. Not for me, for you.
It would be fun. My only biggest fear is I'm going to invite 20 men to this room, right? We do the talking thing.
What is it? Cocktail party.
And we're about to do the rose ceremony. And then just one by one, suddenly all of them need to go to the bathroom. Mm-hmm. And one by one, they don't show back up. And then it's just me and you and 19 roses.
And then we can make a commercial and say, the most dramatic season yet.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.